Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm so glad to be with you. I'm with you each week at this time. I'm here to answer all your health care questions. Everybody has a health care question. It's such a maze. It's such a challenge to get through the health care system these days. I want to be your coach. I want to be your ally. I want to help you get through it. If you have any question from head to toe about yourself, your spouse, your friends, your family, your kids, your parents, I want to help you get to the next step. All you have to do is give me a call. It's toll free from anywhere in the country. What could be better? 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Write it down. I'll give you a second to get that pen and paper. 1-888-553-7536. We'll pay for the call. There's no paperwork. There's no bill. What can be better? I've been in medicine, gosh, over 30 years. I started in the 1970s. I went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was really blessed to have the opportunity to be in their medical scientist training program. I did medical research. I have a PhD in cardiovascular physiology. I have a medical degree from the University of Pennsylvania. I then went on to Duke University, and I had the honor of being an intern and medical resident at Duke University, and I am so grateful to the citizens of North Carolina. They taught me so much medicine. It was such an honor to work there. And then I had the good fortune to go out to California, go west, young man, and I finished my training in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco, had the opportunity to train with some of the best teachers in cardiology in the world, and what a pleasure and honor that was. And then by accident, did a real-life Doc Hollywood. If you've seen the movie, I was headed to Los Angeles but ended up in Florida by an accident, which is another story for another day, and I've been here in a town that was initially quite small called Mount Dora, Florida. I've been there since 1987 practicing cardiology in the same practice right outside of Orlando. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once in medicine. I've been very fortunate. If you have a problem, I'll take the easy ones. I'll take the hard ones. But I just want to ask you, don't wait till the end. I can't tell you how many unhappy faces we have at the end as we leave a whole panel of callers waiting because they waited too long. And along the way, what I love doing is updating you on all the health news, the practical breakthroughs that you can quickly add to your lifestyle to improve the quality of your life and maybe even help you live longer. I read most of the medical journals that come out, especially the ones that your doctors read. We, before the age of computers, had our desks stacked full of medical journals each week. They were so high you couldn't see the face of the doctor. I read all these. There's about 3,000 medical journals that come out each year. There's so many breakthroughs, new medicines, new medical devices. The FDA has hundreds of new drugs to go through. I'll tell you about the drugs that are approved, the medical devices that are approved, and hopefully give you some hope. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. 1-888-553-7536. And Michael, my producer, he'll coach me along the way. Doug's not here today. Doug Stephan, good day. A wonderful radio host, one of the most popular in America, is usually my co-host. And he's going to take the day off and let us go at it alone. Let's go and kick off the festivities in Fall River, Massachusetts, and welcome Colleen to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Colleen, welcome. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. Ken. Thank you for taking my call again. I'm the one that's been calling, suffering with the interstitial cystitis. And I wanted to know, you had given me back about 7 months ago a name of a medicine to tell my doctor to use. It began with a T, and I forget the name of it.
How have you been feeling?
I haven't been feeling well at all. I just have feelings of that I just want to die, then just continue like this. I can't. My quality of life is so poor. I've lost 67 pounds in about 5 months, which I don't think is good to the heart.
No. Interstitial cystitis, it's a mouthful, Colleen. It's a chronic condition. It's characterized by a combination of an uncomfortable bladder. Usually you get a lot of pressure in the bladder, a lot of pain, and sometimes pain in your pelvis, and it can range from mild burning to discomfort that's actually quite severe, and I can hear it in your voice. I feel and hear your pain, Colleen. Do we know why you have this?
Yeah, you want to know why I have it? 10 years ago, I went in for an ovarectomy.
And what's I came ovarectomy?
An ovarectomy, I call it an
You had your ovary removed?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's pretty cute. It's an oophorectomy. Go on, Colleen.
And then I came home over the weekend, and I had this IC. So what I was told by some friends who have it is that while I was in there, my bladder was nipped because I had to move the bladder to get to the ovary.
Yes.
So, but I went into remission for 10 years. Is there still hope?
There's always some hope. The drugs, what you need to do is find in your area of the world, and you're fortunate, you're blessed, you're living close to the meccas of medicine, some people in the Northeast would think, but we certainly have some good places all around the country, but there's some excellent physicians. I trained with many of them earlier in my life who practice in where you are. They're very bright, they're very eager to solve problems, and what you are asking me earlier about what we treat this with initially are usually just some of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs initially, the Advil, Motrins of the world, the Aleves.
I was given the lidocaine and stuff like that. I'm transferring doctors because you told me to last week to get reassurance from my doctor, and she wasn't doing it. I found an incredible doctor, and he's going to be treating me with a new installation. But I just want to know, have you heard of people? I went into remission for 10 years. That should tell me something. I can't live like this.
Sure.
I want to die.
Sure.
Well, I don't want to commit suicide. I want to die.
Please, I hope you're not serious, and if you are, I don't want to live life like this.
I can't.
Colleen, there is some hope. Come on. There's a lot of things that can be done. Some of the tricyclic antidepressants, I think it's the tofranil you were asking me about, can help.
Can you say that a name again so I can tell my doctor?
Tofranil.
Tofranil,
that's an antidepressant? It's a tricyclic antidepressant. It helps relax the bladder, and it also helps to block the pain. Some of the antihistamines have worked.
More about it than my doctor does.
The only oral drug that's been approved by the FDA specifically for interstitial cystitis is a drug called Elmiron. E-L-M-I-R-O-N. Have they tried that?
They haven't tried it, and the reason why I won't try it is because I belong to an IC group that if I make it there functionally, there's more negative reports about it, and it takes like 11 months to get into your system. Girls are losing their hair over it. The side effects are terrible. And not only that, they're saying that I don't want to take much more of your time. They're saying that the more pharmaceutical drugs you have in your system, the less the it's 6 o'clock in the morning here. The less chances of your remedy that the doctor's going to give you is going to be
Colleen,
is going to work.
Give me a second because I've got the clock breathing down my back. Nerve stimulation, these transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulators, they're called TENS, T-E-N-S. These units have also been effective, but I want you to go and do a little research. You're a bright woman, Colleen. You can figure this out. I want you to do some research and find among the university hospitals that you have in your area, and you've got so many, just do a little detective work. Call them. The medical departments and ask who are the local experts who have the most experience treating interstitial cystitis. And I know you'll get some help, okay?
Okay. God bless
you.
Don't
give up. If you feel like you're going over the edge, over the cliff, just email me and I don't want anything to happen to you, okay, Colleen?
bless you. You're awesome.
You promise?
Yes, I promise. Okay. I get your emails every week.
So just email me if you feel like going over the edge. Colleen in Fall Rivers, Massachusetts, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Next, the medical breakthrough of the week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Dr. Ken, the lines are getting really busy. Just hold on and I'm sure we'll get to you. I just want to talk about the medical breakthrough of the week. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week, and this touches home because this is what my father died of because we didn't have this breakthrough just 4 or 5 years ago. But patients with aortic stenosis, that's the exit door of the heart. There are 4 one-way valves in the heart. The aortic valve, it's so important. It opens up to let the blood exit the propelling compression motion of the heart, and then it closes so that the blood doesn't go backwards. Some are very sick and can't have open heart surgery when this aortic valve gets calcified and won't open properly. But now many can receive a catheter-based treatment instead of open heart surgery. Amazingly, aortic stenosis, the blockage of this valve, it affects about 2 to 9% of American adults age 65 and older. It can cause chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, and fainting. This is what my father expired with because he just didn't want to have any surgery. And before we had the catheter-based heart valve procedures, which just have developed in the last decade, patients who were diagnosed with aortic stenosis had only one option, open heart surgery, but about one-third of the patients are too frail for this open heart surgery, and it just doesn't work when you treat with medicines alone. There's just not a good treatment for it. A balloon pops the valve open like an umbrella to its full diameter, just like having a heart catheterization, and 68% of patients receiving the standard medical therapy die 2 years after being diagnosed, and only 43% do when they get this new non-surgical treatment. Next, we'll be taking all your calls, answering all your questions, and I'll continue to bring you up to date about all the medical news this week. Dr. Ken, good day. Health with Dr. Ken.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Dr. Ken, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, answering all your health care questions. 1-888-55-DRKN. Bring you up to date on all the health care medicine. Let's go right out to Los Angeles and welcome William. William, come on into my medical office on the radio. Hi, William.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm like 42-year-old, and a few weeks ago, I noticed on my right chest, breast nipple, like a small little, like a bump, like a real small bump, and it did not have no pain, but now it seems like it's getting, like it's growing, you know what I mean?
Sure. William, thanks so much for calling, and I just want to help you. Are you on any medications?
I'm on Norvasc for high blood pressure.
And how long have you been on that for?
Probably about 2 years.
Is this occurring just in the one breast nipple on the right?
Yes.
Or in both?
Just one.
Just one. Is there anything coming out? Is there any discharge?
No.
From the nipple?
No.
Is it painful when you touch it?
Not painful, like ouch, but I mean, now as it's getting a little bit bigger, you can feel discomfort, like small discomfort, not much. You know what I mean?
So it's a little bit painful.
No, it's not even painful.
It's not painful.
No, it's not.
Is the nipple inverted? Does the nipple go in?
No, it's coming out.
Is there a crack in the nipple? We call this a fissure.
No.
Uh huh. Okay. And it doesn't feel warm to the touch?
No.
And you're not taking any hormones, testosterone, anything like that?
No, but I take the ProAir, the inhaler, for asthma, and I take Norvasc for high blood pressure, and that's it.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to get you overly concerned, William, but this really needs to be checked out by a doctor. I guess you're the first. I'm the first doctor you've discussed this with?
Yeah.
I'm
going to go next week.
Okay. William, I really do think this needs to get checked out. This may need to be biopsied, and hopefully it's a benign growth. We call this an adenoma, which I think most likely it is, and that's what I'm hoping it is. But you know, we always think about breast cancer. All the women listening, obviously, they know what they're thinking about when they hear something like this. And usually we don't think of men as having breast cancer, but men do. It's definitely not as common. You know, probably one one-hundredth as many men have it as women. But hopefully this is nothing more than a benign growth.
But one of my friends... husband died of breast cancer years ago.
Yeah, William,
one of my friend's husband. Huh?
William, I urge you to go and start off. Do you have a good internist, a family doctor?
Yeah, they could be breast cancer, maybe.
Well,
that's
what needs to be excluded. Hopefully, it's a benign growth, we call these adenomas. Men do get them, but the possibility of a malignancy definitely needs to be excluded, and that's why I want you to see a doctor next week, okay?
Is that one of the symptoms of breast cancer?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
No, what I just described to you, is that one of the symptoms of breast cancer?
Well, it's one of the, it's not necessarily a symptom, it's one of the, you know, doctors call this differential diagnosis. It's like being a good investigator, and we put in our minds a list of possibilities of what either your signs and symptoms can be, and we're like good detectives of the body, and that's one of the possibilities. It's not the only possibility, but it certainly is one of them, and it needs to be looked at and some testing done so that the right diagnosis can come about. And if you go to your internist, I'm sure they'll get you in the right direction, and they may need to do some imaging of it, and they may need to do a biopsy. William in Los Angeles, California, call us back. Let us know what happened. Thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm going to talk this week about how the Supreme Court had to wrestle with the final health law hearings, you know, health reform. It's facing intense Supreme Court scrutiny this week. I'd love to hear what you think about. We heard the justices ask questions about Obamacare. I think it's often hard to, even though you may hear what they say, sometimes they're difficult to predict. I remember in the early 1990s when they were rehearing abortion, we thought they were going to overturn the abortion right, but that didn't happen. Actually, what they decided was to make it even more available. So I think listening to the discussion this week, it's a little hard to know where they're going to go, but I'd love to hear what you think about the Supreme Court and what they said about Obamacare, and especially about the individual mandate. Should the government mandate that we obtain health insurance coverage or make us pay a penalty? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, I'll put you right front in line. 1-888-553-7536. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9930. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus taking all of your health care questions, answering them. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. Share over 30 years of experience in medicine. I've been here in the Orlando area for almost 25 years practicing cardiology, but I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, and there's just about nothing that I haven't seen at least once in my career, and I'd like to help you get to the next step. You know, we have to help us pay for the service that we provide you, and we're so grateful to our sponsors. And I want to tell you about one of our newer sponsors. High cholesterol, it's a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease, I'm sure you know. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach from Italy that might be right for you. I've recommended this to a number of my patients. It's a very effective way to treat the high cholesterol before you have any severe plaquing in your arteries. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood, known as triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 60 days. Here's the good news. It's safe. It's FDA-registered Cardiol, and it's also easy to take, just one capsule a day. And the makers of Cardiol are so confident that it will work for you that they're offering a free 60-day trial. Yes, I said free, so you can see for yourself. You'll pay only $11.95 shipping and handling. You just have to click on Dr. Ken's free trial when you're ordering online. You can either go online or you can call. Here's the website. It's called SolanaHealth.com/Ken. That's SolanaHealth.com/Ken. S-O-L-A-N as in Nancy, A-H-E-A-L-T-H.com, and then /Ken, and then SolanaHealth.com/Ken, or here's the toll-free number. It's 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. Once again, 888-809-6424. So don't let high cholesterol risk your future. You've heard also us talking about Vitality Ultra Pure Omega-3 Fish Oil from Solana Health, the makers of Cardiol. Solana Health will actually donate one box, that's 30 capsules, of Vitality Ultra Pure Fish Oil to a mother in need for every 5 boxes of Vitality Ultra Pure purchased from today till May 1st. So you just want to visit SolanaHealth.com/vitamins-for-good-health for more information. And again, the easiest way may be just to call them toll-free, 888-809-6424. Let's head back to Massachusetts and welcome Bill in Webster, Massachusetts. Bill, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hi, doctor. My voice is cracking up because I had a was prescribed as an allergy and some kind of a skin ulcer about a week ago. And I was given some kind of ointment and a medicine called Cetirizine. I don't know how to pronounce this, but...
What is that?
It's called Cetirizine.
Can you spell that?
Cetirizine. Yeah, hydrochloride.
Yes, it's given for hay fever.
Yeah, so they said to me that because it's gonna counteract the allergy.
Right, it's an allergy medicine.
And then about 2 days later, which is now, I don't have a fever. I can barely open my mouth, the right side of my mouth down to my lymph node is completely swollen up. And I've got a terrible sore throat.
Are you having trouble breathing?
No. Just having trouble swallowing. And a lot of mucus coming down from my nose into my mouth.
This is an uncommon side effect, but you should be seen today if you're having either difficulty breathing or swallowing. Because I want you to go and get seen today, even if you have to go to an emergency room. Common side effects of this drug are things like drowsiness, excessive fatigue, dry mouth, stomach pain. I've seen diarrhea and vomiting. But when it causes this rare side effect, Bill, that you're having, either difficulty breathing or difficulty swallowing, you need to get seen today. I want you to go. And even if it means going over to the local emergency room, please, because I can't afford to lose a single listener. Let's go out to Merritt Island, Florida, not too far from where I am, and welcome Janet. Janet, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Janet.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. Problem that I have is with my husband. He had a stroke, his third stroke, about 2 months ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, he was in the hospital, then he was in a rehab center, and now he's in a nursing home. While he was at the rehab center, he developed a urine infection and was on antibiotics. Now he has C. diff.
Yes, isn't it amazing how one thing just leads to the other
at
that age? And that's why you have to just keep your immune system as well-tuned as possible, you know, rest, good, healthy diet, exercise, probiotics, whatever you can do to keep that immune system up, because this is what happened. He's just so susceptible to everything. And what's happening right now?
All right. The problem that we're having is he also has aphasia as a result of
so
all
he has
these
difficulty
strokes.
Speaking.
So he has difficulty comprehending. And consequently, he is refusing to take his medication. He's been on Flagyl. We've been crushing it and putting it in his puddings or whatever. He refused to take that. Then they put him on, is it vancomycin?
Vancomycin. Yes.
Which is a liquid.
And I hear your pain. I hear your frustration.
Right.
This is why, you know, it's very, very difficult to take care of our ill parents, our ill spouses. It's a huge effort. And you're describing the issue right now. It's like going back and taking care of an infant.
Right. It is.
Janet, do you have some therapists, either the occupational therapist, the physical therapist,
yes,
helping? Because they have a lot of tricks in their up their sleeve and how to communicate with people who are unfortunately in this situation.
Yeah, well, we're trying, and of course I've faced this aphasia bit for the last 17 years when he had his first stroke.
Uh-huh.
And I'm the one that seems to get through to him the best, but he just says, no, no, no. He just won't take it. And he might get one dose out of four in the day. but I'm afraid this is just going to mutate the bacteria. And
what I would do is, you know, this is a tricky question. I don't know whether you can put this in the food, and this is where a good pharmacist could help us. But what I would do is you need to get a team of a good infectious disease doctor and a good pharmacist. And what I'm wondering is that how you can find an effective antibiotic that you could maybe put into his food and see if you could get it to work that way.
Yeah, I don't know what the taste is, but it seems like he'll take one teaspoon. You know, if I put it in his pudding, he'll take one taste of it, and then he won't take the rest of the dose. So this is a problem. Is there any other treatment for it beside the flagyl or the vancomycin?
This is a tough bug to treat, and the initial treatment is flagyl, and when it doesn't work, vancomycin. There are a few, but extremely expensive other choices. And what you need to do is, have you worked with, do you have either a social worker or a therapist who works with him?
Well, just what they have at the nursing home.
And no one has come up with a way to find a food that you could mix this with that he'll eat?
No, we've just
What's his favorite food?
Well, what he did like, he doesn't like now, and I can never tell.
Well, just find what his favorite food is and just try to work it in there. Mm-hmm. And you know, you need to be a bit of a poker player and not make a big deal about it. Because I have a feeling that this, and you know, I've been there, and you get very anxious about it. But you know, you have to just be a little nonchalant about it, and just make it like, you know, it's just another meal and no big deal.
Normally, if he took the medicine as ordered, how long does it take to get over this?
It depends how strong a case he has.
Uh huh. I see.
How long did they prescribe this for him?
Well, he's been on it for about a week.
Right. Okay.
So I really
sometimes it takes more than one course of antibiotics. Sometimes it recurs. It can sometimes be a very challenging problem to treat.
Uh-huh.
And so
there's no IM medication that he could take.
Do you have an infectious disease doctor that he's seeing?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. What I would do is maybe I would ask that he gets seen. Do you talk to the internist that's taking care of him?
I have talked to him once, yes, okay. Since he's been there.
All right. I would call his internist, and hopefully the internist knows the problem, and you should not be stressed out about this.
Yeah,
Why isn't his internist stressed out like you are?
Well, he kind of is, but, you know,
I would ask the internist to consult a specialist that's called an infectious disease doctor, and that should happen yesterday, okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Janet, that'll get you a solution. Take care. They'll assess the whole picture and find out what's the best solution there. Take care, Janet, in Merritt Island. Dr. Ken, next we're going to be talking about Vice President Cheney, former vice president. He had a new heart transplant at age 71. What's happening? Was that the right thing to do? I'd love to hear your opinion next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell, I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
But I had a dream. My dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something, and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and we're going to be talking about you, the self-fulfilling prophet. Of course, we have to define what a prophet is. A prophet is an individual who can see the future, who can predict the future with a lot of accuracy. And a self-fulfilling prophecy says, I know what I'm going to be like in the future. Now, with that being said, how many of us are self-fulfilling prophecies that say, or prophets that say the following, I am going to fail. I am not going to be good at this. And guess what? You will not be. Why? Because you have a self-fulfilling prophecy. On the other hand, when you say to yourself, as a self-fulfilling prophet, I am going to be successful. I am going to have fun. I am going to rise to the top of my profession. I am going to rise to the top of my sport. Then guess what? Your mind is saying to yourself, hey, I prophesied. It's got to be self-fulfilling. I want you to be a self-fulfilling prophet for the success in your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 1-888-55. Dr. Ken, we have some lines open. If you'd like to join us, we'll get you on. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. That's 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in the country. I'd love to talk with you. Dick Cheney, former Vice President Cheney, he had a transplant done on his heart, and this definitely reopens the debate about age and heart transplants. I'd love to hear what you think about this, because more than 3,100 Americans are waiting now for a new heart, and about 330 die each year, unfortunately, before one becomes available. There's a lot more demand than there are supply for new hearts. It's unlikely, though, that former Vice President Dick Cheney got special treatment when he was given a new heart at age 71. He was on the transplant wait list for 20 months. Although age 70 is usually the cutoff for most transplant centers, but currently the time on the waiting list is based on medical need and where you live. And this determines the odds of getting a new heart, not how many years you live to make use of it. And I'm just wondering what you think. Should we be adding to the formula that's used to determine who gets the new heart age and how long you might be able to use this heart? It's a tough moral decision. I'm glad he's doing well. There have been a number of heart transplants at age 70. I have seen a gentleman go to age 89 in my practice after getting a new heart at age 70. We wish Dick Cheney all the best of luck. One of the things we do each week is put out the Dr. Ken Health e-newsletter. If you haven't subscribed to it, I suggest you go to my website, drkenshow.com. It's still free. What we do is we take a lot of the information that's in the medical journals the past 3 months that we don't have time to talk about on the air, and we make this nice and readable. We put a lot of effort into it. I get a lot of wonderful comments about it. You can just go to my website, drkenshow.com, sign up for it in the upper left-hand corner. You just have to leave your name and email address. We won't give it out. We'll respect your confidentiality, but we'll provide you each Friday. This week it was on diabetes, the latest information. These are some of the aspects of it that you don't hear about. You may not hear about it yet even when you go to your doctor, because it's just in the medical journals in the last few months. A little bit of extra information to help you improve the quality of your life. This is practical information that you can quickly add to help your neighbors, yourself, your family, your friends. And we do this just as an act of kindness. I get my extra ladder on the ladder to my extra rung on the ladder to heaven each week by putting this out, and it's a labor of love. 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. Next, some good news about cancer deaths dropping again in America on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Ken, while waiting your calls, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I've got some good news for you out of the CDC this week. The cancer death rates for men, women, and children have steadily decreased from 2004 to 2008, the last year they measured this. The decline in death and new cases of cancer, it just reflects progress against the disease in terms of prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. But what I'm concerned about is this rising obesity rate in our country. It may present a new challenge in the fight against cancer because, yes, obesity, we know, causes heart issues, but it also can increase the risk of getting cancer. Let's go to Wisconsin. We haven't been there today, and welcome Tim. Tim, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Tim.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for asking.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Listen, my question is, I've had a bout with cancer 2 years ago. I had the chemo treatment and the radiation treatment, and I had squamous cell carcinoma of the tongue.
Oh, bless your heart. Were you a smoker? Were you a smoker?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, and your, was it localized to the tongue? That's very painful.
I was under surgery. I had a Dr. Burton from NINA, one of the finest surgeons here I know from Mayo Clinic, and he did teach down there, by the way. He taught one of his residencies in Jacksonville down there.
Wonderful place.
He did laser surgery. And then I had a reoccurrence of it. But fortunately, in the same spot, exactly. Nothing in the throat, nothing on the cords. But the question I have is, I had the radiation, which I was not looking forward to, and of course it damaged some of the nerve in the tongue, some of the taste buds.
I would imagine it also created some sores in the mouth and throat.
And the mouth, it did on the side of the tongue, very sore, like a burn, you know.
Uh-huh.
And now I have a very sensitive mouth as far as spices go. But I'm eating, and now I got the edema. Are you familiar with that?
Absolutely. Swelling.
Yes.
It's just part of the general inflammation that occurs after radiation therapy, and this is not an uncommon side effect.
Right. And my doctor... my radiation doctor, he told me ahead of time, like I said, I refused. I was going to go to California and get the stem cell deal and all of that. I just didn't look forward to the radiation, but...
I want to tell you, Tim, I want to tell you, your voice sounds wonderful. You had outstanding physicians.
Well, you know what I do? This is one of my therapies. I sing a lot.
Well, before I ask you to sing, I know you're concerned about the swelling, and I've got the clock singing in my ear right now.
Okay.
And let me just suggest that sometimes what has to be done for the swelling that occurs after radiation therapy is a course of steroids. to reduce the swelling.
Oh, okay.
And if that hasn't been done, you know, obviously stay away from the salt. You know, salt should not be added to your food, the sodium. And if that, drink when you're thirsty and use your thirst mechanism to guide your intake of fluids. And if that doesn't work, then you need to talk to the doctors about a course of steroids. Tim, congratulations for being a survivor. Stories like that give me a lot of encouragement. Otis in Fresno, we just have a few minutes. How can we help you?
Is this Dr. Ken?
Hi, Otis.
Oh, hi, Dr. Ken. Yes, I'm an 81-year-old retired firefighter in good health. And my heart is strong, but the valve coming into my heart on the left side, the Dr. Chambers here, he wants to operate.
That's okay. So Otis, I've got the clock in my ear here. So it's your mitral valve is leaking, I imagine.
But he wants to crack me open now, which is. Can I wait for the heat? Will I be able to breathe better? Why wouldn't that mesh work? And then I'll take your answer. Okay. I know you're short on time. I'll call you next week.
Talking about the exit door of the heart, the aortic valve. That's a different valve. I would talk to a couple of different cardiologists. Let them assess it. Sometimes without minimally invasive repair of the valve can be done. Talk to a couple of different cardiologists to get an opinion. They can refer you to the surgeons that can do this minimally invasively and maybe repair it depending on how severely it's blocked. I'm so glad to be with you. We have another great hour coming up. If you don't get it, you can listen online or ask your program director at the station. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Thanks for being with us. I'm Dr.